A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. The word of the Lord. All our readings for this Sunday in ordinary time carry great messages. I have not here read the gospel, but is that great story also in the gospel of John, how John pointed out to a couple of his disciples the Lamb of God, whom they then chose to follow. And Jesus said to them, "Come and you will see. Come and see," that great line. And in the reading we've chosen here, from the first book of Samuel, we find Samuel learning to see the Lord in his own way, learning to listen to the Lord, to listen to God. Hearing God's voice, knowing that it's God, listening attentively, is a difficult and delicate thing. The Lord does not speak to us ordinarily in the way that we speak to one another. In our text here with Samuel, the Lord evidently is quite gentle and in the beginning seems to be more of a whisper. Yet Samuel certainly recognizes something. Something's going on inside him. But the last thing on earth would be to think that this was the Lord God. And so he assumes that it is Eli who is calling him, when it's actually God who's trying to break through. How do we know that it's the Lord trying to break through, to get through to us? How does God get through to us? Jesus said to a couple of them, "Come and see." We have to be willing to follow, to explore, to go look. But with Samuel, he had to be aware that God does make God's presence known and that God does desire to communicate with us, but that we need to be attentive, alert, aware, for that kind of, if you will, still, small voice. We are now in ordinary time, and it's difficult for us to think of God coming to us in ordinary ways. And yet, as we look at what Samuel is learning here, that God chooses, how God chooses to speak, what we need to do is to have the attitude that Eli taught, namely saying, "Your servant is listening." Here I am, Lord. Your servant is listening, waiting. What does it mean to listen to God? Oh, in some ways, it's listening to the word of the Lord, the scriptures, meditating upon them. In other ways, it might be listening to the cry of the poor, or simply the voices coming from within the beauty of all creation, to see God's presence everywhere, God's omnipresence, and in the poor, sometimes God's anguish. If we are attentive, if we go and see, if we take time to be aware, if we practice quiet, which is what it's so difficult for us to do in our world today, and yet more and more, there are places, even in the secular climate, where people are trying to get away from the inundation of the technology that was to make life simpler, but is now kind of encapsulated us in its grasp, controls us. We have little time apart just to listen. It could be a wonderful spiritual practice just to say, I'm going to take 10 minutes a day just to be and to listen. I may not at first hear God's voice. I'm going to hear a lot of the rumblings of my own mind. But if over time I take the time, eventually I will discern within the quiet, when I come to that silent place within, that I will begin to sense more and more God longing to speak, to communicate his presence. I'm here. I'm with you. I love you. In order to know how we are loved, whether by any human being or by God, we have to be able to stand back and hear those words, that voice, that message, even if it is sometimes nonverbal. In other words, the capacity to listen. Let us learn to listen to the Lord, to say, here I am, your servant is listening. And when called upon, as in the gospel, to come and see, let us go and see and hear and know that God is here with us.